Back in the year 2007, I went on a pilgrimage to a place called the Holy House of Loreto. And the Holy House of Loreto is in Italy, and it's a place that is believed to contain portions of the house that the Holy Family lived in the Holy Land of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And that portions of this home was taken from the Holy Land to Italy and preserved in a reverent way as a pilgrimage site. I went there with Deacon George Nadeff of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. And he was probably at the time in his late 50s, and he was on his way to the priesthood. Prior to his involvement in the diaconate, he had been a wrestler, a real professional wrestler, like an Olympic wrestler, a very dangerous person. I made sure on this trip that I stayed his friend the whole time. You know, sometimes when you go on a trip with someone, you start off as friends, and then halfway through the trip or vacation, you have clashes over where to go and what to do, and then you're not friends anymore. Not with him. I was going to be his friend the whole time. But I also have some fighting skills as a brown belt third degree in martial arts, in a kind of mixed martial arts school called Shaolin Kempo Karate. And when we went to the House of Loreto, as our fighting tag team arrived in the church, I was thinking to myself, here we have two warriors going to a holy place. We get into the little House of Loreto, and one word came to my heart, peace, peace. It was a place where you could just feel peace. You felt the presence of Jesus there. You felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when I was in that house, I didn't even need to try to pray. It was like prayer was the only reality that you could experience in that house. And while in that house, I felt also that life is good, because God is with us in the person of Jesus. His Spirit is with us. He's taking care of everything. Life is good. On the way back, we got on the metro train, me and Deacon George, and we're just sitting in our cart, and we're the only two people on our cart. And at some stop, two other men get on our cart. And these two men, they were clearly, I think they were drunk or maybe even high, and they were very angry individuals. And when they saw us, they came up to us and started taunting us. And they started swearing at us in Italian. And then they lit up these cigarettes, and they started putting the cigarettes right into our faces. And I started thinking to myself, there's no more peace, and life is bad. Where is the Lord at this time? You know, it's like God left us. He stayed in Loreto, and we went on the train. Well, me and Deacon George were thinking that a fight is about to begin. And these guys, they would taunt us with their cigarettes and were swearing and like pushing us. And then they go back to their seats and they come back and taunt us for a while and they go back to their seats. And I look over at Deacon George and he had this look of war on his face. He was getting ready to fight. He was staring at these guys and he starts taking off his watch really slowly, puts it down. Then he reaches down and tightens his shoes and makes sure he's ready to fight. And I started thinking, here we go, it's time to be a Shaolin priest. And it'd be a great video if you got a priest doing karate and a deacon doing wrestling, fighting two drunk guys on a moving train. It would have been a movie. It would have been awesome. So I'm getting ready for the fight. And in the world of martial arts, you plan out your moves several moves ahead. You don't just do one move at a time. You plan out a combination of moves to win the day. So I'm preparing to fight. And he's preparing to fight, and these guys are preparing to fight, and something's going to break out any second. But I remembered one of our rules was try to avoid a fight. So this guy is taunting me with a cigarette, and he actually sat down right in front of me facing me, and he's screaming at me and taunting me and pushing me. And I looked at him, and I don't know Italian, but I know Spanish. I thought maybe he knows some Spanish. So I looked him in the eye, and I could see rage and hatred. And I looked at him and I said, "Yo toco la batería," which means I play the drums in Spanish. Well, the guy understood what I said. And all of a sudden, these two guys became my friends. They were like laughing with me. So I would do a little drum beat on the seat and they would repeat it. They weren't that good, but we started going back and forth playing the drum beats on the seats. And I was like, wow, these guys are my buddies now. They weren't angry anymore. It was like they became my weekend buddies. And I was like, wow, I'd like to hang out with these guys. We're having a good time. Anyway, that experience kind of helped me to realize that being a drummer saved my life. Being a drummer at least saved me a lot of paperwork. When you get in a fight in a foreign country, you're going to have to do a lot of paperwork to get back home to the United States. And so drumming was something really important to me. And I want to share with you a lesson from drums, a very simple lesson that I feel can help us in our life's journey. And it has to do with the idea of rhythm. You know, when you play drums, it's all about the rhythm. And the rhythm of the song, of the drum beat, is something that you have to keep steady. You got to be faithful to it. Everything else you do in the song revolves around that rhythm. You take away the rhythm, you're going to have a hard time. Well, in our life's journey, we need to have a rhythm, a daily rhythm of something in our life, something good, something that can keep us with the sense of everything's in good order. We can have a rhythm of daily prayer. We can have a rhythm of praying the rosary, for example, or reading the scriptures, such as the Psalms. We can have a rhythm of going for a walk each day, which is a good way to notice the world around you and also to get good exercise for the health of your body. You can have the rhythm of studying, reading a good book, which helps to keep your mind always working or trying to learn new stuff. When you have a good rhythm in your life, it gives you a sense of order to life. Oftentimes we can experience chaos and all kinds of drama in life, but if we have a personal rhythm going on in our life, it's going to help us to have a sense of peace. It's going to help us to think more clearly and more calmly. But what happens when you lose the rhythm? There was one time I was playing a song recently at a wedding reception for a really good couple named Brian and Carolyn. And I did the wedding in their church, and they asked me to play drums on a song at the reception. And the only song I knew that the band played was Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. I figured that's a nice and holy song. It's okay if I do that. So I'm playing the song, and I know the rhythm. I kind of know the song, and I'm playing along with these musicians. I'm loving it, really getting into it. And all of a sudden, and I didn't know this, it has one measure that goes into 3/4 time. The whole song is in 4/4 time. One measure goes into 3/4 time, and I didn't know that. So I'm playing in 4/4 time the whole time, loving it, doing my fills and getting back to the beat. And all of a sudden, I've lost the rhythm. And all these musicians are playing, I'm like playing a different song. I was like, what happened? And I'm kind of scared. And so what I decided to do was, when I realized I lost the rhythm, I stopped playing for like 2 seconds. And I listened very intently. And then I was able to get back the rhythm, and I started playing again. And the song ended on a very happy note. People in the crowd had no idea that something bad went wrong. Well, in our own life's journey, we can have a similar experience where we have a good rhythm going in life, and it seems like the song of our life's journey is unfolding in a really good way, and then something happens that breaks our connection to that rhythm, a tragedy. I have a good friend of mine who's still dealing with the pain and anguish of a tragedy that happened in his life in 2007, and it's like he's trying to recover the song that was unfolding in his life back then. It's very difficult. I have another friend who recently was treated very badly by her employer, and that too has caused another sort of breakdown of a rhythm of life, a good rhythm in life. Things can happen to us that are very unusual. If you look at this pandemic in the world, it's affected the rhythm of life of so many people, millions of people. Well, what happens when we lose our connection to the rhythm of what is like a song of our own life's journey? Well, maybe we can learn from what I did. We can stop for a second. We can calm down and be silent and listen for the voice of eternal wisdom, the voice of God. Try to understand how God is working, because God is always working. Seek counsel from good and wise people. Try to pray extra. Trust in God more. Trust that He's caring for you. And then try to pick up the pieces. Try to get back the rhythm of the song of your personal life and your relationship to God and to the world around you. Otherwise, without getting back the rhythm of our life, the rhythm of the song of our life, then we can give in to despair. We can become very angry and jealous and engage in destructive attitudes and behaviors that don't help ourselves and don't help anyone else. So, from drumming, maybe we can learn these very simple lessons. Number one, stay faithful to a good and healthy rhythm in your life, things that will help you in your relationship to God, your relationship to others, and just will help you in the quality of your life. And if you lose your connection to these good rhythms, pause. Stay calm and listen for God's wisdom. Try to get that rhythm back. You can. You can. God bless you.